You know, actually, the poem, the key poem in the book isn't in the book, because I hadn't written it yet. This is it. This is the poem, I think, that it kind of sums up the emotions of the book, or the attitudes in the book, most perfectly, or most completely, or most heavy-handedly. I don't know, most obviously. It's called Montjuïc. Montjuïc is a name of several things. One is a cemetery, one is a hill, a mountain, and most famously a fortress, which commands the harbor of Barcelona. And in that fortress, hundreds of people have been tortured to death or executed. And in my poem mourns the death of one particular man, Francisco Ferrer, who was very famous when I was a kid. Called in Spain Ferrer Guardia, because Ferrer is such a common Catalan name. And he opened the first free school in Spain. And in 1909, Spain was at war with the Berbers of Morocco. They were trying to take bauxite out of the hills there, and the Berbers didn't want them to. And they needed more troops, so they called up a draft. And as you know, the people who had to go to fight the war were the working class, and they didn't want to go. First thing, they were violently anti-Catholic, and they knew that it was the church that owned those mines. And so their women, their sisters, their daughters, their mothers, their wives, gathered at the port and refused to let them be herded onto the ships. This produced what is called in history, depending on whose book you read, the terrible week or the beautiful week, when the working class people of Barcelona, rose up in extraordinary anger, and it was like a civil war went on for a week. Finally, it was quelled, of course. Ferrer had been living outside of Spain in France. But he'd come back about 3 weeks before this because his sister's husband had died and his sister was inconsolable. And so he went to stay with her in a little town about 60 miles north of Barcelona. He was never in Barcelona during this time. But he was arrested as one of the dozen or so people who was responsible for this uprising. And he was tried without benefit of a lawyer. On Friday, he was found guilty on Saturday, and he was executed on Monday. And this is a poem about that. What the word Montjuïc means is up for grabs. Some people say it means the Hill of Jews, because there used to be a Jewish cemetery on the other side of where the great Barcelona cemetery is now. And some people say it's the Hill of Jove, and that the Romans gave it that name. Montjuïc. Hill of Jews, says one, named for a cemetery long gone. Hill of Jove, says another. And maybe Jove stalked here once, or rests now where so many lie, who felt God swell the earth and burn along the edges of their breath. Almost 70 years since a troop of cavalry jingled up the silent road, dismounted, and loaded their rifles to deliver the fusillade into the small, soft body of Ferrer, who would not beg God's help. Later, two carpenters came, carrying his pine coffin on their heads, two men out of movies not yet made. And near dark, the body was unchained and fell a last time onto the stones. Four soldiers carried the box, sweating and resting by turns, to where the fresh hole waited, and the world went back to sleep. The sea, still dark as a blind eye, grumbles at dusk. The air deepens and a chill suddenly runs along my back. I have come foolishly, bearing red roses for all those whose blood spotted the cold floors of these cells. If I could give a measure of my own for each endless moment of pain, well, what good would that do? You are asleep, brothers and sisters. Maybe that was all the God of this old hill could give you. It wasn't he who filled your lungs with the power to raise your voices against stone, steel, animal, against the pain exploding in your own skulls, against the unbreakable walls of the state. No, not he. That was the gift only the dying could hand from one of you to the other. A gift like these roses I fling off into the night. You chose no God, but each other, head, belly, groin, heart. You chose the lonely road back down these hills, empty-handed, breath steaming in the cold March night. Or worse, the wrong roads that led to black earth and the broken seed of your body. The sea spreads below, still as dark and heavy as oil. As I descend step by step, a wind picks up and hums through the low trees along the way, like the heaven's last groan, or a song being born.